Hola a todos! Welcome back to the Following Paralumen podcast series, where we talk about all things under the sun. I'm your host, Danica Tenhutko, competitive coffee drinker, passport stamp collector, and now your new favorite podcast host. Sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Following Paralumen podcast series. I'm Danny, and yes, I'm still in the Philippines. I don't think that I'm actually going to be leaving anytime soon because of the pandemic and all the borders are still closed, but I'm not really complaining since I've been working and I'm doing some of my stuff and it's really good. So if you're new on the podcast, I would like to welcome you. This is a space in where I discuss some of the topics that I'm really passionate about, photography, travel, and anything under the sun really, but mostly like lifestyle and travel. So today I've actually got a very special guest. One of my great friends, Gabriela, is joining us today all the way from New York. Hey, Gab.
Hi. It's snowing right now, so.
Oh, really? I think the last time that I've experienced snow in New York City was like, I think it was 2018, because usually I leave right before the snow falls to like a much warmer climate, basically. But because I've seen some of the things that were happening in like, I think it was Texas where
they had so the grid totally failed them.
Exactly. But like in New York, it's totally fine.
I mean, we're fine. It's just, we've had wild weather. It's been fluctuating so much. Like 2 days ago, it was 50 degrees. And then the next day it was 14. And so we've gotten weird weeks where we get slammed with snow. And now here we go again. It's pretty. It's weird. It takes out all the parking because then you're just left with mountains of like dirty snow. But it's pretty while it's falling. It's nice.
You live in the city, right?
I live in Brooklyn.
Okay. I love Brooklyn. Yeah. Okay. So tell us more about yourself, like about what you do.
Yeah. So I am an attorney by day. I work for a nonprofit, helping people who fall below the poverty line, mostly working in civil litigation. So I am in court and I work trying to help people keep their homes. So that is what I do for money. And on the side, I have this passion project. I am someone who runs the Modern Witnesses website. I founded it. I edit interviews. I interview people. And that's what I do for fun. I just love that. So that's me.
Yeah. So for today, we're actually going to be talking about Modern Witnesses. Because I've been following you for like, I think about a year now, and I've just been so in awe of everything that you're doing. And I just really like the community that you've created. But for everybody who's not really familiar or have been wanting to learn more about it, can you tell us more about the community and why did you want to start Modern Witnesses?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for being a part of the community. Like, we wouldn't exist without cool boss women like you. So, so really what inspired it? I mean, I wanted to create a space that did two things. I wanted to empower young women who are followers of Jesus, to have a platform and be bold and share what God is doing in their lives. And second, I wanted them to be able to share this with people who aren't necessarily maybe in the same, you know, faith, but they may be believers, they may not be believers. They're just in their sphere of influence, people who are seeking. Because I believe that one of the greatest privileges that we have as people is to be seekers of truth. I think that's part of everyone's purpose on the planet. And I think that it's something that's ingrained in us. And so I read a lot and I was following platforms where, you know, women were being celebrated and featured for things that I guess you could consider frivolous. You know, just like, I mean, art is important. I believe art is super important as what sort of like drives don't know, so much in the world. But at the end of the day, there were just things that were a little more, again, light, and people were being featured for them. And I just started thinking, wow, I have so many friends that do amazing things. And no one is really like, there's no space that's really featuring these women or talking about what they're doing. And sometimes in this world, we save that for celebrities or public figures. And so I wanted to offer a space that offered women like you and me, like a platform where we can share, and our friends, where we can share, you know, the things that really, really matter in this life, as far as just like our souls and philosophy and faith. And I also think this came out of the fact that I often felt like an outsider in the church, despite the fact that like I was a pastor's kid for part of my life. And
are you really?
Yeah. So well, my father's not a minister anymore. He's actually a philosophy professor, but yeah, it was something that sometimes I didn't feel like I fit into this like way that Christianity branded itself, I guess, maybe in the 90s and the 2000s. And I still feel like there's this weird box where people have this image of what a Christian woman should be, or what she should look like, or what she should do with her life. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to sort of take a hammer and like destroy that image, because there are women who don't fit that image who God is using in such a powerful way. Right. So that was part of, I guess, my drive to create this platform. And I wanted it to be diverse. I knew from the beginning that I wanted it to be a global community.
That is super cool. Cause like, I know that there are a lot of Christians out there who are like really great artists, but like, they don't really have that space in where they can like coexist and make art and like still share their passion for like life and faith and like talking about the Bible. Cause like, I think for me, most of the artists that I know are like, they're not really believers, or like they could be, but like no one's really like ministering to them. I follow a lot of Instagram accounts, which are like on the more Christian side, but like some of them are like super conservative. And I don't really know like which end of the spectrum, like, are we going to exist? Or like, is there somewhere like we can meet in between? And I just think that it's really important to like know that you can exist in a community like where you will not be judged, but you'll get like encouraged. And yeah, so thank you for creating Modern Witnesses. It's really cool. And I would really recommend people to like go check it out. Speaking of that, how did you go about starting the community and reaching out to like different people? Like, was it hard at first, or how did you just go about that?
Yeah, I mean, the process was pretty organic. And thank you for what you said. I mean, I think it's so important. I think sometimes the church has felt like a place where like creativity and religion can't coexist, mm-hmm. or where I was listening to a podcast the other day that was about the anti-intellectualism in the church. And that has been a really real thing, and it has turned a lot of people away. And it's unfortunate, because I don't think it reflects who God is and his character. And so this project started really organically, actually, with my own friends. A lot of the first interviews were my own friends, but also, speaking of art, I was on Tumblr. This actually started really strongly on Tumblr. And I was following these young women who were really artistic, actually. I followed them because I liked their art. It wasn't even religious in nature. And actually, they are some of my first interviews. I appreciated their art so much. And yeah, and then it kind of snowballed from there. I was like, hey, what women do you know that you think should be interviewed? And that's how the circle just kept getting bigger and bigger, I guess. So it was a really fun journey, and I got to meet a lot of people that I didn't dream of meeting. Yeah.
So like, whenever you ask women to like go for the interview, were they always agreeing to like do the interview, or some of them said no, or has it always been like positively embraced?
Yeah. You know, it hasn't always positively been embraced, actually. One of my goals, as I'd mentioned before, was that I wanted it to be a diverse platform and space. And I think at first I really struggled. I think there are so many Christian spaces out there that are so segregated that when I would approach certain people, they would automatically say no. And I think it was sort of motivated by that. And I was like, okay. And so it was a little difficult at the beginning. I've had people who, you know, this space is for everyone. Right. But the people that we feature, the one thing that everyone has in common is that we're followers of Jesus. That's it. And so sometimes it's been difficult because there have been people who I engage with in a dialogue and we keep as a part of the community, but, you know, they may not believe in Jesus. They may believe in the universe or other things, right? And which is fine. I mean, I think that everyone is in their own place in their spiritual journey. And I don't judge that. But at the same time, I want to make sure that the people that we feature, this space is just like there's spaces for everything else out there. This space is for followers of Jesus. And we believe in a God who created the universe, right? And in a Jesus who died for our sins. And so that has sometimes been difficult to navigate because it's never been about turning someone away. We always want to be an inclusive community, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we are offering the space to the women that it was created for, essentially. And also I've approached people who have been absolutely offended. And I've had these like insane moments where I've asked someone to share their story and they were offended. And sometimes they were offended because one, they just didn't like the site and they didn't want to be a part of it. Or two, because we aren't affiliated with a specific church and they believed that we should be. Right. Or three, sometimes the person wasn't a Christian. And that one I thought was really interesting because I was like, wow, out of everything in the world, you know, like mistake on my end, I shouldn't have made an assumption, even though I try to be pretty careful and like analyze the person. I mean, it's hard on digital media, but I thought it was interesting that just the fact that the person was offended really raised a red flag. And I was like, wow, this is how we're being perceived. Like people are not offended by like half the debauchery that's out there, but to be assumed a Christian was offensive. And I was like, wow. And you know what? I really took that personally, not as in like I was hurt, but I was like, that's on us. Like, why is that person offended to be grouped with people who believe in Jesus? Right. And I think that it really, again, made me think it's up to us to change that. And so that's the goal with the website. So it hasn't always been great. And I've had really frank conversations with people and I've been really sincere with people. It's never my intention to offend. I believe that everyone has a story to tell. And again, we want to offer a platform where people can share and it's a safe space. And people have shared really incredible stories of resilience and, you know, sometimes deep trauma. And it's just been a real blessing for those people who do venture out and share. They've blessed my life. And I know that they've blessed the lives of others. So I'm always grateful for those who do say yes.
Yeah. And I think like, cause obviously all of us are like different and all of us have like different stories to tell. So like whenever I read the blog, it's always like, oh my gosh, it's like a new perspective. Like I didn't think of this. And like, it's always like something new every single time for like every single interview. And it's just so, it just like blesses me so much. And it's just like really great to like see the world, see like Christianity or like faith in a whole like different point of view. And I completely agree. Like sometimes there are like churches who are super like, they're like secluding themselves or like, cause sometimes I feel like there are people who have like certain prejudices or like for Christians, cause they think that, oh my gosh, you're a Christian, you're probably like homophobic or like you're probably, you probably have like a some sort of assumption like towards life, but it's not always the case. Cause like that wasn't what Jesus would have done. Like God is love. And obviously like you're supposed to love everybody, but like, I think it's a very sensitive topic. At the same time, we shouldn't be like bearers of like hate, you know?
No, for sure. So I mean, we're the love and right. Jesus was, you know, the New Testament sort of ties into the Old Testament when it says that he was that serpent raised up in the wilderness and everyone who looked up to that serpent was healed. And I always found that imagery to be so profound because Jesus has come to draw all men to him. And if he's our example, then that's what we should be doing. That's exactly, you don't draw people with hate. These are sensitive topics. And I think that's why relationship is so important and fostering like authentic community. Like it's not enough to just, you know, on the website, we try to celebrate people, whether it's they moved into a new apartment, they graduated, they got engaged, they got married, they had a kid. You know, we try to celebrate these moments in life because it's so much more than just putting out an interview and then that's it. Like, we follow the people who share with us and create a community, and we celebrate the journeys, right? It's so much about the journeys. Faith is never a snapshot in one moment, but it's this whole journey, right? And it has its ups, it has its downs. And so I think that's where relationship comes into play. And that also includes those who are not believers. I think that the way that we can continue to draw people to this loving God, right, who has impacted our hearts so much, we love him because he loved us first, is to be on that journey with other people, and be there for the ups, the downs, and celebrate and cry with people. I mean, that's what life's about. So
exactly. So aside from like getting people like to be interviewed, were there any other struggles that you might have faced whilst trying to grow the community? Like, I don't know, timing on your part, having not enough time to juggle work and your passion projects, anything really?
I mean, my work is pretty it's pretty fast paced. Like, you know, we have heavy caseloads and it is direct services, so I'm working directly with people. And so that on its own can be, you love it, but it can be draining, right? And so this has definitely been something that I spend a lot of time on. And it's one of those things that it has to be your passion, because if not, you wouldn't stay up late doing it. You wouldn't, you know, yeah. I think it's been an experiment. We were posting, oh my gosh, like very often at first. And it's been like trying to find that happy medium of, I wanted to be in a place where I could put out good content, but also give people the time to appreciate it, and not like overwhelm people with content. So it's been like, I've been playing around with that. Right now we post once a week. Mm-hmm. And I do notice that people have sort of been able to like absorb the interviews more and spend more time with the person who's featured. So that has been neat. Gotten a ton of rejections. I also, on the site, we feature, you know, women like me and you, and we also feature authors and public figures. We've had the honor and privilege of featuring people like Rachel Lampa, Tara Newell from Dirty John, just like incredible people. And I'm so grateful for the people who say yes and take a chance on us, and they share with so much kindness. It hasn't always been like that. We've had actually certain ministries and authors be really nasty, actually. And like, it's been like a really strong rejection. So, you know, it's sometimes, it's part of the package, right? You have to kind of deal with things and you learn more about people and, and how they operate. So it's not all like roses, but it's definitely been a lot of fun because, again, those who've said yes, I've talked to people who, like, for example, I grew up listening to Rachel Lampa. Never in my life did I dream that I would get to interview her. And it was just like, I was fangirling. It was so cool. So yeah, it's offered a lot of gifts as it's been a learning process.
Right.
It's been cool.
And I think that it's really nice to like reach out to the people that we've idolized, like for you and Rachel, because I feel like if you have a certain kind of ideology or like if you believe in the same thing, it would be really cool to like reach out with them. You won't lose anything from like trying to ask them, you know?
Yeah.
And I just really feel that it's super important to try. And
sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what has been the best thing that you've encountered or like that has happened while you're on this journey?
I think part of it has been this, right? Being able to meet people that I never would have dreamed I'd get to meet. But honestly, it's just been so encouraging to my own faith. Being able to foster and grow a global community has been of like-minded women. It has been such an honor. And just the truth is that sometimes in our journey, we can feel really alone. Sometimes we're isolated, not just like in location or like COVID wise, but we can feel, I don't know, like spiritually or mentally isolated. Sometimes, you know, we're in certain pockets of life that we feel this way. And this has just been a constant reminder to me. And it's just been so powerful to know that there is an entire generation and army, I'd say, because there are warriors of amazing women out there who are living life on their knees, exactly. You know, praying to the same God and striving to be a reflection of his love. And that has inspired my faith so much, because that feeling has completely, I feel, gone away. Like, I don't feel like an outsider anymore as I used to growing up, you know. And we're all so different, right? And so it's just, again, neat to see people who step out of certain boxes. I think it's important, just like it's important in media and art to see representation, to see people like you. I think it's the same concept, right? That we all want to experience that. We're all on this journey of trying to find belonging. And so this has been a part of that journey for me.
I totally agree. I feel like there are some women, some believers who have been feeling isolated. Like, because I feel like for me, I grew up in the same church ever since like I could remember. And so while I was growing up there, I felt like I wasn't really growing in my walk and like in my faith. And I've seen like different people initiating different like relationships. They were literally like partnering up. It was just like weird to me. And then obviously I moved to New York and I couldn't find the perfect one. And so just having that safe space, like that safe community to be able to discuss like different topics and more of the Bible and have like different meetings, like what we do on Saturdays, even though I don't normally attend because it's super early in the morning. But yeah, I just feel like it's so important to have that, like that bond with like different like sisters in Christ. And yeah, it's just super helpful, really. So how do you plan on expanding the Modern Witnesses community? Like, do you think this is going to be something that you can do in person? Do you think like most of the people that you interview will be able to meet in person, or like?
So it's interesting, because when 2018 was ending, my goal was to actually interview a couple people in person here in New York. And I wanted to do the photography myself. I just wanted to, you know, just kind of like have more in person. Clearly that did not happen. And we all got locked into our houses forever. But, you know, that is something I would like to do. Obviously, it won't be possible all the time because the community is global. So sometimes we don't have time zones that overlap. Like right now, I'm trying to figure out a time with someone in New Zealand, and it's just like hard to find, you know, when I'm not working and when the person's awake, just like finding an overlap. But I don't know. I think that how we're going to expand is something we're exploring right now. You know, we're praying with people. That's something that's really important. We have more great interviews coming. We have in March a couple of really awesome author interviews that I know will be so inspiring for everyone. And so they have to do with faith walk, creativity, right? And so that is really important. We continue to explore also how we can be creative. I think that is a really something that I feel is really key to our ministry, because we are the church, and I feel that the church does need to innovate and be more creative, because I think that we have something that is true and important. And like, how is it that, you know, corporations and other places innovate and can present something in a great way, in an appealing way. And we can't do this with something that, honestly, I think that if the world knew, you know, it reaches your soul. And so that is part of our mission, trying to figure out how to be more creative as a church community, as followers of Christ. We're currently reaching like the end, I guess, of our Bible study, which was really fun. And I'm really grateful to you and everyone who's been a part of that. We started off the year talking about purpose. And so we are going to be wrapping that up, I think, in about 3 weeks. Yeah. And thinking about, you know, what's next? Like, what do people want? Another Bible study, you know, maybe in the fall or something like that. We can keep brainstorming, figuring out time zones that work for people. Honestly, this whole process has been so organic. My thing is, we just want to continue to inspire people. Like, if I can do that in an authentic way and just reach people, then mission accomplished. Like, that's it. Like, we're, you know, this isn't about product. This isn't about like the typical, I guess, like influencer type structure. Like, this is none of that. This is really just, we want to share true stories and inspire people. And if we've done it, then can't ask for more, I guess.
Super cool. I don't think I've asked you, but like, when did you start it? I mean, you were talking about Tumblr, and I mean, I think I was in Tumblr when I was like in high school, which I'm not going to say when that was.
That is a good question. It was either, I'm blanking a little bit. I think it was end of 2016 mm-hmm. that we started.
Okay. That's not too long ago.
2016 or 2017. Yeah. It's not too long ago.
Super cool. Yeah. So honestly, thank you so much for agreeing to appear on the show.
And oh, thank you.
I know that we've been talking about this for like a few months already, but like, I needed to get like my stuff together. So yeah, thank you so much for your patience. And thank you for this wonderful insight that you've given us. And I know that this could be really inspiring to a lot of women out there who listens to this. And I just really can't wait to see what you'll come up with next in terms of like the community and growing it more. Yeah, it's just so fun to like see like-minded women. And it's just so nice to have a safe space to like talk about the Bible. So thank you so much for that.
No, thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. And as I told you before, I love your work. I think you're a true artist, like in the meaning of the word. And yeah, I love following you. You always put out really, really awesome stuff. So thank you for being a part of the community. And I look forward to seeing what God is going to keep doing in your life and how you'll continue to expand. Yeah, I mean, it's just been exciting. And you know what? I've learned something that like not everything is for everyone. And I think that Modern Witnesses is the same. Like it may not fit into, as I've said, like some people have been like, no. But I'm so grateful for women like you, you know, who feel that like this is something that appeals to you and that is your space. And I will always be grateful to everyone who shares. So just a lot of gratitude for you and for giving us the space and for all of the women who give us a chance and share with us, because that's what makes us what we are.
Exactly. Okay. So for everybody who would like to know more about it, to everybody who wants to know more about Modern Witnesses, where can we find you? Do you have any social media or website?
Yeah. So you can find us at modernwitnesses.com. And if you would like to be featured, there's actually a contact link there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are women who reach out and they're like, I have this amazing story and I want to share. And we're like, great. So if you do want to share, there is a contact link, or if you just want to contact us, you can contact us through that link. There's also, we're on Instagram. We're pretty active on Instagram, at Modern Witnesses and then an underscore, and we're on Twitter at Modern Witnesses. So yeah, we put a lot of fun content on Instagram. Again, we have really cool author interviews coming up, so I encourage people to follow along if they're interested, because it's going to be cool.
Awesome. So I'll put out the link on the description box. And for me, you can follow me at DM Tanhutko, and my blog is at danikatanhutko.com. So thank you so much, Gab, for being a part of this interview, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.